You're listening to SBS News.
Opposition leader Bill Shorten says a Labor government would look to establish a treaty with Indigenous Australians if elected. Mr. Shorten has attended the Week in Burunga Festival in the Northern Territory, marking the site where then Prime Minister Bob Hawke promised a treaty for Australia's Indigenous people 30 years ago. The 1988 Burunga Statement called for Aboriginal self-management, a national system of land rights, and compensation for loss of land, but a treaty was never achieved. Mr. Shorten has told Sky News a Labor government would pursue either a treaty or a series of treaties with Indigenous Australians.
Now, what we would do if we got elected is start the process towards establishing, legislating a voice, and part of that would be a Makarrata Commission, a truth-telling commission, and part of it would be then asking this voice to process for a treaty, it could be one treaty or a series of agreements, a series of treaties. I mean, many other countries in the rest of the world have done it. Victoria, WA, Northern Territory have started that journey, so I think it's important that the Commonwealth shows leadership.
In May 2017, over 250 Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander leaders met at Uluru for a First Nations National Constitutional Convention. The convention established the Uluru Statement from the Heart, calling for a so-called First Nations voice in the Australian Constitution and a Makarrata Commission to supervise a process of agreement-making and truth-telling between governments and Indigenous Australians. Uluru Statement advocate Thomas Mayer has welcomed Mr. Shorten's comments.
I think it's a great step forward, but it's also very, very important that there is a continuation towards constitutional recognition through the enshrinement of a First Nations voice. The First Nations voice is important to treaty because it will put a national framework behind treaty making.
Mr. Shorten has told Sky News he supports an Indigenous voice in Parliament.
It should be representative, in other words, bottom up.
Elected?
Yeah, that's what I would like to see, but there's more than just my opinion. It should be regional. It doesn't have to replace all the existing structures, let me hasten to add. It would be advisory. It doesn't have, it's not a third chamber of the parliament where laws passed in the Senate and reps could then be stopped by this.
Indigenous Affairs Minister Nigel Scallion says it is irresponsible for supporters of an Indigenous voice concept to leave it open and undefined. Senator Scallion says he believes it would be more effective for Indigenous people to have direct influence and power through the Office of the Indigenous Affairs Minister. He has told Sky News he would like to see Indigenous people operate through his office.
Minister of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Affairs in Australia, right? The office placard. That's what you want. You don't want a voice to Parliament. You don't want a third chamber. I'm not telling people what they want. But in the practical sense, that's what you need. That's what you need. Can you run that by committee? I don't know. But what I do know, all those things, voice to Parliament, it is nothing next to the decision-making, the policy-making that comes with my office.
But Thomas Mayer says Senator Scallion is ignoring the real issue.
Nigel Scallion's interview just showed a person that was desperate to hang on to the status quo and continue to defend basically a consistent policy failure by his government. There was no coherency in what he said. And in fact, when he says that, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders should be able to make their own decisions, then he should respect what came out of Uluru on May 26 last year.
Mr. Mayer says the purpose of the Uluru Statement is to get Indigenous Australians the voice they have been denied for over 100 years.
Well, I hope to see that their voices are genuinely heard, that they are able to self-determine how services are delivered, able to self-determine on how they can live their lives on community and contribute to Australia as one nation with a common culture that we celebrate and that history is no longer ignored. And the only way to do that is to implement the Uluru Statement, the voice to Parliament, constitutionally enshrined, fixes a problem that our constitution was enacted in 1901 without any contributions from First Nations. So it is time to rectify that problem and give First Nations people a voice.
Tara Cozzoletto, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.